live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach says the government will continue with its intense efforts to ensure Ireland is ready for a no-deal Brexit. Mr. Coveney was speaking after meeting with the Northern Secretary, Julian Smith. Mr. Smith was also in Derry today for his first official engagement in the city. A West Donegal councillor says Irish Water is asking one of his constituents for over €66,000 to connect his new home to a water mains, which is around 300 metres from the main road. And the GRA says it's ironic that the cabinet meeting took place in an area yesterday that could soon be without a patrol car. And we'll have the sports news with Oisin coming up a little later on. That's at around about 5:15. Good evening. The Taoiseach says the government will continue with its intense efforts to ensure Ireland is ready for a no-deal Brexit. Simon Coveney's comments come after the new British Prime Minister yesterday committed to leaving the European Union on October 31st, whatever the circumstances. Boris Johnson said the backstop must be taken out of the withdrawal agreement, a demand described by the EU's chief Brexit negotiator as unacceptable, and that was echoed by the Taoiseach. Speaking after meeting with the new Northern Secretary, Julian Smith, Simon Coveney said the Prime Minister's comments underlined the need for Ireland to be prepared for every eventuality. And he did say that Boris Johnson's comments were concerning.
It means that our no-deal Brexit contingency planning and preparations, well, I mean, they're already pretty intense, quite frankly. It's a big, big priority in government, and it has been for quite some time. But we will continue to really focus a lot of effort and resource on ensuring that we are ready, or as ready as we can be, for the impact of a no-deal Brexit on this island.
Well, the Northern Secretary, Julian Smith, was in Derry today for his first official engagements in the North West following a series of talks with political parties at Stormont. Mr. Smith met with the Deputy Mayor of Derry and Strabane, Councillor Cara Hunter, and the Council's Chief Executive, John Kelpie, at the Guildhall. They discussed a range of strategic issues affecting the future of the North West city region. He was briefed on the ongoing campaign for a medical school at McGee, concerns about the potential impacts of Brexit for the North West, and also on the need for the restoration of the Northern Ireland Assembly. The recently announced city deal was also discussed with the Northern Secretary. A number of Sinn Féin politicians joined protesters outside the Guildhall. The number of people protested about issues including LGBT plus rights and also the Irish language. A West Donegal councillor says Irish Water is asking one of his constituents for over €66,000 to connect his new home to the water mains around 300 metres from the main road. Earlier this week, Donegal County Council was told rule changes since April gave Irish Water the sole right to arrange connections, with demands from Councillor Micheál Nocton for a special workshop to discuss the possibility of the council taking responsibility for some small connections. Now, after he was approached by one of his constituents about the money being sought for a connection, Councillor Micheál Colm-McGillaspig says the demand is quite frankly ludicrous.
€66,700 to connect water. I know myself, I worked in England and in Dublin and elsewhere on groundswork. I have a fair bit of understanding of groundsworks, as does this individual who actually works in this line of work. It's 280 yards to the end of the road. It's a short road, in fairness, from the main road to the house. And you're talking roughly a machine, a bench person, and putting down a 3/4-inch pipe, backfilling it with 804, and then reinstating it with tar. 3 days. Maybe if it's raining, 4 days. That's it. And Irish Water, I've been in contact with Irish Water. I've requested emergency meeting with Irish Water in this year. To date, I haven't heard anything from them. I don't actually expect to get anything apart from our standard response that Irish Water officials will meet councillors in Lifford, which is basically 6 times a year, which is every 2 months. And Lifford, when the councillors are out, and bear in mind there's 37 of us who usually wants to meet them. And this, to me, is totally and utterly unacceptable. We have a situation where the state has forced our youth to immigrate to the four corners, and those who have decided to stay, they're been nearly forced to go because of this ridiculous position that Irish Water has.
Councillor Micheál Colm-McGillaspig there speaking to us from West Donegal. The Garda Representative Association's Donegal spokesperson says it's ironic that yesterday's cabinet meeting and the ensuing security operation took place in an area which could soon be without a patrol car. Cabinet ministers met in Glenculumkill for their final meeting before summer recess with increased patrols and Gardaí deployed to the area for the event. However, the Donegal GRA representative Brendan O'Connor says the only patrol car policing the area is nearing the end of its life. He says local Gardaí have been told there'll be no replacement this year. He says this simply isn't logical.
Our members are sick of hearing all this talk, all these workshops, all these announcements, when the reality on the ground is that we don't have the basic tools to do our job. That's the second car that will be gone out of service in Ballyshannon. We're told they might get one before the end of the year. I understand there's a number of vehicles in Inishowen have recently gone out of service. There's still no patrol car in Ballybuffet, as I say, on the border, busy place. And Letterkenny's station is operating without one car, and Milford has no district car. So the thing is absolutely, it's becoming critical on the ground for our members, and there seems to be nobody addressing this issue and not even acknowledging, because the spin coming out from Garda headquarters of the government is that there's unprecedented spending on budgets on Garda Síochána, but as I said, the reality on the ground for our members is very far from that, and the situation is seems to be deteriorating, and it's not even been acknowledged that there's a problem.
And why do you think Garda HQ aren't acknowledging the problem if there is such a vast amount of resources declining, particularly in Donegal Gardaí, not able to really carry out their duties properly?
I just can't answer that question, Catherine. And again, I come back to this question. The level of oversight, the number of bodies who are in place, I mean, paid for by the taxpayer to ensure policing is delivered to a high standard, and yet the very, very basics. I mean, you know, if you employ someone to dig a hole and you don't give them a shovel, it's surely a waste of money. You know, training guards, having them there, in fairness, we are getting extra guards, but if we can't deploy people, I mean, transport is just a basic need. It defies logic, but again, we're in this strange place where logic doesn't seem to apply.
Brendan O'Connor of the GRA speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Meanwhile, a Donegal deputy says he fears yesterday's cabinet meeting in Glenculumkill was little more than a cynical exercise in giving ministers a stunning backdrop for photographs and will do little to benefit the area in the long term. Deputy Piers Doherty believes what he termed the failed economic and social policies of successive governments are to blame for a range of issues affecting Donegal. He says little is being done to counteract the inequality and deprivation that remain.
Really, what we need to see from a cabinet meeting in Donegal is them dealing with the major problems and challenges that we have. While our country has many opportunities, has many great entrepreneurs, has huge possibilities and potential, we can't get away from the fact that for many decades now, we have the highest levels of unemployment in the state. We have the highest levels of deprivation in the state. We have the lowest amount of disposable income. We have some of the worst health outcomes in the state. And we have basic infrastructure. And indeed, we're one of the few counties that don't have access to rail. And on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, we're getting reports across the county of water outages because of infrastructure that's simply crumbling under our roads. So that can't be addressed without serious investment, without what I would call a new deal for Donegal. And that's really what we need the cabinet to look at, not to come here just for the photo optics of the great background of Slieve League or Glenculumkill as you're doing your press conference, but we need something that will actually change the fortunes of people in Donegal, that will allow entrepreneurs to thrive, that will allow people to be able to see that they have a future here, particularly young people who are attaining third level education, but many of them can't find the type of employment of high pay and high level that should be available here in our county.
And that was Deputy Piers Doherty there. A court order compelling Facebook and Twitter to take down any material which identifies Anna Creasial's killers has been extended until November. The injunction was put in place amid concerns that photos of the two boys convicted of her murder were being circulated online. The 14-year-olds, known only as Boy A and Boy B, were found guilty of murdering the Kildare schoolgirl at a derelict farmhouse in Dublin last year. Their identities are protected by law and through an order made by the trial judge. The Central Criminal Court heard today that both social media platforms had been wholeheartedly cooperating with the order. A local GP says a scarcity of sunshine in Donegal is one of the main reasons for a high level of osteoporosis in the county. Dr. Martin Coyne told Highland Radio today that this is borne out by the results of tests being analysed in the lab at Letterkenny University Hospital. Speaking ahead of a special osteoporosis testing initiatives in Dunloe this weekend, he urged those at risk of low bone density to seek alternative sources of vitamin D.
People building up to their peak bone mass, which is usually around of age 30, calcium is extremely important. But what is actually more important in Donegal in particular is vitamin D, because vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin and we just don't get enough sunshine. And the levels of vitamin D that we see coming out of Letterkenny Lab can be really quite low and quite frightening. If you don't have adequate vitamin D in your system, you can't metabolize the calcium properly. So people who are at risk of low bone density or osteoporosis, when they get older, we'd suggest calcium and vitamin D together. Calcium alone, usually in the Donegal context, just isn't going to cut it.
A South Donegal councillor says a workshop is necessary to discuss a number of issues relating to waste and the disposal of rubbish in the county. Councillor Michael McMahon says there are ongoing issues with illegal dumping, particularly in the vicinity of bottle banks and other amenities. Councillor McMahon told councillors this week the authority should also look at changing the kind of public bins used in Donegal. He says all this should happen in the context of what he termed a wide-ranging conversation.
Let me say, only for the bottle banks and the closed banks, we'd be in very serious difficulties. The amount of rubbish that's dumped all over the country is a cause for concern, and a tourist county like Donegal cannot afford to have that. We need to be shown best practices. I'd also be asking for a new type of bin for Donegal County Council. The bin that we have that's been used in our area, Bundoran, Ballyshannon and the surrounding area, if you fill the bin in the evening or fill the bin in the morning, when the boards get at it at night, when you come back the next morning, all the stuff that's in the bin has been pulled out by the crows and magpies and seagulls. So we need to devise a new bin altogether. But we need a whole new system. We need to have a proper conversation, a good talk about it, and see exactly what we can do.
You made the point that Tidy Towns and other voluntary organisations are playing a huge role here, and were it not for them, we could be in very serious trouble indeed. With that in mind, should they be involved in this workshop? Should Tidy Towns actually have a voice at that table when this issue is discussed?
Yes, I think we have to have the discussion first, and then we have the workshop. I think, we need to have a lot of talking about it, but we need a lot of action. And I think, we need to come up with new initiatives. And certainly Tidy Towns and Tourist Development Organisations, all the relevant agencies that are in the county, I think, should be at this workshop. But I think it's time for change. I think it's time that we look after the rubbish different way, and the way that we look after our towns, and the way that we sweep the towns, and the way that we just work out the system regarding the whole rubbish and garbage situation.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. Big match tonight here in Highland. Kicks off at 8 o'clock. Finn Harps are playing Derry City in a Northwest Premier Division derby at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Well, a full match coverage as from 7:55 with the commentary team of Dermot Dorney and former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Harps, of course, looking for a positive result as they continue to battle at the bottom of the table. Derry are unbeaten in their last seven games as they chase a European place. Here's former Harps manager and player Anthony Gorman ahead of the game.
All points are important at this stage of the season, and going into a tough run of fixtures, I mean, a point at home against Derry City would be very positive, and it would give them encouragement to go into the games against the other teams that, basically, you look at Dundalk, which are in a league of their own at the minute, and followed by Shamrock Rovers and Bowes, and Derry are next in the mix there, Oisin. And if they can get a positive result of Derry tomorrow night, well, that gives them hope going into the remaining games against the teams below Derry City, and giving them hope that they can get results against.
Anthony Gorman looking ahead to tonight's clash in the North West Derby. That's one of two games this evening. The second involves Harps relegation opposition UCD, who go up against Waterford at the Belfield Bowl. That one starts about earlier at 7:45. And remember, if you're heading to Finn Park tonight and you're going to watch the Harps against Derry, be there early. A big crowd expected, and there will be traffic restrictions in place as well. Sean McLaughlin has left Cork City for Hull City. The defender has signed a 3-year contract with the English Championship side. A 20-player Republic of Ireland women's national team squad has been selected to take on world champions the USA on the 3rd of August. The squad includes two Donegal ladies, Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett. They will play at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and it will be the USA's first game since defeating the Netherlands to win the World Cup in early July. In Gaelic Games, Donegal senior ladies manager Maxie Kern has made two changes to his side for Saturday's must-win championship fixture with Mayo in Tullamore. From the team that suffered defeat to Tyrone in the group opener, Kate Kinney and Shannon McGrody come in for Niamh McLaughlin and Megan Ryan. Donegal know that they must win by 4 points or more to guarantee a quarter-final slot. Mayo have also named their team with two changes. Dania Finn and Fiona Doherty replace Catherine Sullivan and Roisin Durkin. A 3-point win for Donegal would make things interesting because it would see all three teams in the group locked together on 3 points and on a scoring difference of zero, which would result in a playoff situation between the three teams. Maxie Kern says Donegal do, however, have what is required to win tomorrow.
You do have to beat the Magical Four, but there's nobody in any doubt that we haven't got the tools to beat Mayo. There's no doubt about that. We definitely have. The scoreline is relevant. See, we're looking at, we're 4 points down and before the game starts, and we've just got to win the game from there.
That game throws in at 1:30 tomorrow in Tullamore. Colleen Duffy will be there for Highland Radio Sport, and we will have second half coverage from that one tomorrow afternoon. It's, of course, live on TG Cahir as well. All-Ireland Masters Championship is on tomorrow. It's the sixth round of the competition, and Donegal have a home tie against Cavan, following on from their victory over Antrim last time out. A win tomorrow for Donegal, and they will go through to the All-Ireland semi-final. Speaking of All-Irelands, Tyrone are involved in a doubleheader this coming Sunday at Tullamore. The All-Ireland Minor Football Championship quarter-final, the O'Neill County will play Kerry at 2 o'clock. Well, in the under-20 All-Ireland Football Championship semi-final, there's further Munster opposition for Tyrone as they take on Cork. That one gets underway at a 4. A double victory there for Tyrone would be a huge weekend for them. On to club football here in Donegal. The action for the weekend starts tonight. There's a Division 1 tie with St Michael's taking on St Eunan's. That game starts at 8 o'clock this evening. Also this weekend, a change of fixture. Kilcar against Gweedore was due to be played on Sunday at 3 o'clock. That has now been moved to Saturday evening. The other games in the top flight this coming weekend are Glenswally against McCool's, Niamh Connell against Clohanilly, both on Saturday, with Milford against St Eunan's and St Michael's Bundoran the only Sunday games. There's also matches to be played across the rest of the three divisions on the football front as well. In cricket, after putting themselves into a position for victory, Ireland have suffered an embarrassing 143-run defeat in their test with England. England were bowled out this morning at Lords for 303 in their second innings, leaving Ireland a winning target of 182. However, Ireland were bowled out for just 38 runs, with Crooks Wokes taking 6 of those wickets for a loss of just 17. A disappointing day for Ireland after an emphatic start, of course, on day one, where they hit England all out for 85. Here in the Northwest, Premier League games continue tomorrow. 4 fixtures down for decision. With the details, our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin.
Match of the day in the Northwest Premier Division on Saturday is our featured game at Strabane Park, where Strabane entertained Coleraine. Both sides having a terrible season. Coleraine currently on bottom of the table, Strabane only 9 points ahead of them, so this is a big, big game for both sides. Should be a good crowd there. Very hard to call this one. I saw Coleraine last week against Brigade. They were pretty poor, while Strabane had a good result against Glendermot, which probably makes them favourites for tomorrow's game. Other games down for decision tomorrow. Donegal welcome Eglinton to the home. Glendermot host Brady, while Ballyspallon welcome Leaders Brigade. In the championship tomorrow, one game, an interesting Donegal followers, St Johnstone play Killiecrooney. While on Sunday, there's three T20 games, 2 at Donemana. The first one, Donemana versus Coleraine at 12 o'clock, followed by Donemana versus Brigade. While at 4:30, Brady take on Coleraine.
On to golf. Darren Clark still best of the Irish on day 2 of the Senior Open. The 2011 Open champion is 3 under with 6 holes to play of a second round. American Wes Short Jr. is the course leader at Royal Lytham and St Anne's on 6 under. Mark McNulty's made the turn 2 over. Paul McGinley is in the clubhouse on the same mark. Des Smith finished on 8 over and will miss the cut. And ahead of the second round at the WGC FedEx St Jude Invitational in Memphis, Rory McIlroy is sitting on 1 under ahead of the action tonight. Irish Open champion John Rahm leads by 3 following an 8 under par opening round last night. It's going to be a busy weekend of athletics at the Martin Stadium in Santry in Dublin because it's one of the highlights of the calendar. The National Senior Track and Field Championships are taking place over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. The bulk of the heats are on tomorrow with finals due to take place on Sunday, and there's going to be a big Northwest representation heading down to Santry for that event. Mark English, of course, is going to go for a 7th National Track and Field Outdoor title. Also in with shouts of medals this coming weekend could be Kelly McGrory of Tyrconnell, Brendan Boyce, Summer Leckie, James Kelly, John Kelly and Molly Gribben, all off of Finn Valley. Patsy McGonigal will be keeping us up to date throughout the weekend with all the happenings at the National Track and Field Championships. Finally, in darts, Derry's Darrell Gurney will be back in action later, looking to earn a place in the semi-finals of the World Match Play. The world number 4 takes on 2017 finalist Peter Wright in Blackpool. The winner will face either world number 2 Rob Cross or the Bullet Stephen Bunting. They will also play tonight. Just a reminder, live coverage, Harps v Derry from Finn Park, kickoff 8 o'clock this evening, Northwest Derby Premier Division football. You can follow all the action as it happens with full match commentary tonight on Highland, on air across the Northwest and online as well at highlandradio.com.
Thanks, Oisin. Bodies with planning powers should be required to validate the identities of those objecting to planning applications. That's according to Kerry Councillor Michael Shea. He was speaking after a Radio Kerry investigation showed the identity of an objector to the local authority, which subsequently became an appellant to On Board Planola, was impossible to verify. Currently, planning bodies have no legal obligations to verify the identities of those objecting to planning applications or appealing decisions. An investigation into the planning application around the proposed 45-bedroom hotel in South Kerry showed the identity of one appellant couldn't be verified. Kerry Fianna Fáil Councillor Michael Shea says planning bodies should take steps to protect those putting time and money into making applications.
If you're an objector, you must give your air code of where you're from, your proper address where you're from, your personal details of where you're from, and make the application of objection sustainable. But it's so loose right now, anybody can object fictitiously and rob a community or a local area of many, many jobs.
Donegal has the highest number of patients waiting longer than 2 years for speech and language therapy. New figures reveal that more than 520 people are currently on the list for an appointment, 67 of them waiting more than 2 years. Senator Patrick McLaughlin says early intervention and access to appropriate care is crucial. He says something people in this county are being denied.
Particularly, this is very worrying. You know, it's not just about the communications issues, there's issues around swallowing. There's a need to work with other health professionals. But what's most worrying of all is that out of that 520, 67 have been waiting for over 2 years, and that's the highest in the entire country. So yet again, we see that, people in need in Donegal are not getting the services that are provided to people elsewhere in the country, and we cannot accept that.
And Donegal County Council has been accused of failing to act on the promotion of tourism in East Donegal despite the earlier passing of a motion. The Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranraer Municipal District has questioned what progress has been made since he moved a motion on tourism for East Donegal at the full council meeting in March. The council says a Donegal East tourism group has been established to market and promote the area as a tourism destination. Councillor Frank McBurty, however, says not enough is being done.
I feel that our part of East Donegal has not been properly represented or given the proper profile of the many historical sites and the many different cultures that are in East Donegal. Raphoe is an example. We have the oldest heritage site in the county, and the Beltany Stone Circle. Some people say it's estimated at 5,000 years old. That's the type of stuff that I'm looking to highlight. The other issue too, I've wrote to Joe Peoples concerning Stranraer and Balwafay. I feel that we could have the same as what's in the McGill Summer School. We could replicate the same in Stranraer and Balwafay and having an Isaac Butt Summer School. So these are the type of things that I'm looking to achieve over the next year as chairman.
Weather forecast, a mix of cloud and sunny spells this evening, scattered showers, some possibly heavy, but some places will stay dry. Moderate to fresh, occasionally strong on the coast, southwest winds will ease later. Dry overnight, but feeling fresher compared to recently. Lowest overnight temperatures 9 to 11 degrees Celsius, light south to southwest winds. Tomorrow, most places will stay dry with sunny spells and light westerly breezes. There will be some well-scattered showers, mainly in the western part of the region. Highest temperatures tomorrow 17 to 20 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief. The Taoiseach says the government will continue with its intense efforts to ensure Ireland is ready for a no-deal Brexit. Simon Coveney's comments come after the new British Prime Minister committed to leaving the EU on October 31st, whatever the circumstances. Earlier, Simon Coveney met with the new Northern Secretary, Julian Smith. Mr. Smith then travelled to Derry, where he's had his first official engagements there. He met with the Deputy Mayor of the city and also with the Chief Executive of Derry City and Strabane District Council. A West Donegal councillor says Irish Water is asking one of his constituents for over €66,000 to connect his new home to the water mains, around 300 metres from the main road. And the GRA says it's ironic that yesterday's cabinet meeting and the ensuing security operation took place in an area that could soon be without a patrol car. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 26th of July. The death has taken place of Tommy Orr, 3, Father Arnold Terrace, Manor Cunningham. His remains are reposing at the family home at Trentemuckla, St. Johnson. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 to Tiboyne Parish Church, Carrigans, for funeral service at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Dennis McGinley, the main Kilmacrennan and formerly of Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday to St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Family time from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The sudden death has occurred of William Coulter, Drumkeen, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 11:30 in St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Paddy Gallagher, Carrick Road, Kilcar. His remains are reposing at his daughter's home at Towney, Kilcar. Removal for funeral mass to St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, on Sunday at 11, with interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred of James Connolly, Madigan Heights, 11, The Gardens, Ballymacool, Letterkenny, formerly of Ahascra, Ballinasloe, County Galway. His remains are reposing at St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass there tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with burial afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Eunan's Cathedral Restoration Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased.